Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. To continue our relationship series, today we're going to be talking about a short, quick, little sweet episode on how to spark some passion back in your relationship. About how to spark some passion back in your relationship, the first thing you have to realize is similarities cause love and connection with each other. Differences cause passion because it's that spark, it's the friction that creates that connection that amplifies the moment. Now, do I believe that passion is what a relationship is all about? No. You know, there's different philosophies out there that make beautiful, long-lasting, incredible relationships that work just as well. And I think there's really two approaches. There's an Eastern approach that says two cold pots of water come together and learn how to boil together over time, meaning the affection, the passion, the love grows over time as you get to know each other and admire each other and connect more with each other. There's also the very Western version, which is two boiling, steaming, rocking hot pots of water get together and slowly sizzle into one of those long-lasting, loving relationships where you sleep in separate bedrooms from each other. But those are two very common themes of how relationships are supposed to work. Either way, it doesn't matter how you came together. If you're in a moment with your husband, your wife, your significant other, your partner in crime, your date, or whatever you're at in relationship status, I don't know where you're at. But if you have someone in your life and you want to instantly spark some more passion, here is a quick, fantastic way to do it. It all comes down to the kiss. And what I mean by the kiss is when you think about most people in a relationship kissing, what normally happens? Well, in the beginning, it's exciting and sensual, and you know, you get in there and really, like, you know, even your lips touching are a moment that just really light you on fire and get you excited. And if you watch couples over time, they have kids, they have a lot going on, they're busy, you start to see, like, you know, the lip peck and then the cheek peck and then like the two heads kind of like smearing together, that's considered a kiss, and you lose the spark, you lose the passion, you lose the excitement around it. So for men or women out there, here's my challenge for you. First, download the worksheet and get real on where you are in relationship, where you wanna be, and help brainstorm some concepts and ideas of how you can get your relationship back to the point where you want it. And if it's there, how to keep it there and keep it exciting and keep it fresh. So make sure you grab today's download because it has all kinds of awesome questions to help you out in keeping things sexy and fun and passionate in your relationship. No matter if it's cold pots learning to boil or boiling pots chilling, doesn't matter which angle you're coming from. Either way, if you want some more passion in your relationship, download the worksheet, you're gonna love it. But here's my challenge for you this week, sweet and simple. I want you to go give your husband or wife, your significant other, your lover, your boyfriend or girlfriend, a kiss like you see in the movies. I mean, I'm talking about one of those, sweep her off her feet, give her like a dip, hands in her hair, like get in there. And it doesn't have to be overly gross, and I'm not gonna talk about this stuff on JRC TV, but whatever that sexiest movie scene you've ever seen is that just amplifies your mind and gets you all excited and, you know, gets your heart racing and makes your palms sweaty thinking about it, I want you to go give your significant other that kind of kiss this week and try to mix it up. Maybe try 3, 4, 5 different versions. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google exciting movie kiss or Hollywood kissing scene, something like that. I apologize if any videos come up that you don't want to see. But choose a sexy movie scene that, you know, always got your imagination sparked and go try kissing your partner that way this week and see what happens. Because when you give someone a kiss like that, it's a lot more than about the physicalness of it. It's the energy, the thought, it's the intention behind it, the excitement you bring to it, all of a sudden sparks a passionate moment that you might not have had before this. Now, for those of you single people out there, write this down as a good thing to do when you finally find your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or that person you want to share life with. Now, for all of you in a relationship, try it out, see what happens, and share with us on the blog what happened. Did it spark something? Was it exciting? Was it fun? I want to know. So share below on the blog and also share on Facebook and tell us how this affected your relationship, even for the day or afternoon. So have fun with this. I hope you enjoy this week. Short, sweet, and simple. And we look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Till then, have an amazing week.